Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall, and we are always pleased to welcome this young lady to the program. She's the County Extension Director, Allegheny County. Amy Lucas, good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Danny. How are you doing this morning? I'm doing well,
and I hope you are.
I am. Thank you.
Well, welcome to the program. As I said, it's always a pleasure to have you on our show. And let's talk some today about 4-H and maybe about some other things that are going on. I do understand. I don't know which order you want to take these, but you got some new staff and some changes at the Allegheny office.
It's a real exciting time here in Allegheny. We actually have two new staff members on board with us. One is full-time and one we're sharing with Surrey County, but we are so excited to have new people in the office and doing some great things here. And we actually have Carmen Long. Yeah. She is being shared with the Surrey County office. She's the Family and Consumer Science agent. And so she used to be in the Allegheny office years ago, and now she is being shared back with us. And so we are just delighted to have her here. She is a tremendous asset to this office and to this county, and I think everyone is just thrilled to have her back. So we're very excited about having her here.
Wonderful lady.
And then we have a new position that was created. It's a farm worker health and safety educator position.
Oh, cool.
And that is Veronica Riley. And we're real excited that she's on board. She actually started back in July. So she's been here for a few months now. Her primary duty, she goes out to the farms, educates the workers on chemical and pesticide safety, working some with farm machinery, cold stress, heat stress. So she's really getting out into the field, working with the farm workers and the farm managers, and, you know, has really been a great, great position to be added to this county. And she's actually being shared with Ashe County. So We're doing some sharing with some people, but we're seeing lots of good outcomes with that.
Yeah. That position just sounds like really a great position, and like, duh, why didn't we have this all along?
Right, why didn't we have this before? Well, you hear about these tragic accidents occurring and people not realizing what's going on, and so it's really nice to have someone on board that can go out and do some preventative health and wellness, do some preventative, efforts as far as especially with the different pesticides and the different things that you encounter every day on a farm. So it's really nice to have someone like that on board.
Our guest, by the way, is Amy Lucas. Amy is the County Extension Director for Allegheny County. And the summer, of course, has passed us now.
Right.
Can you share with us today some of the highlights from this past summer?
We had a really busy summer with 4-H, doing lots of programming as far as we had 16 summer fun programs here, in the county. And then we also traveled outside the county some. We took seven kids to camp at Betsy Jeff Penn Educational Center this summer. So we had raised enough funds in order to do that. We were excited about that. They spent a week at residential camp, had a fantastic time. Looking forward to next year as well. We also had three delegates that attended our 4-H state conference at NC State University this July. One came home a bronze medal winner at the state presentation level. Michaela Edwards did that here in the county, and we're so proud of her and her presentation ability. So she had some pretty strong competition in that, and she did a really, really great job with her presentation. So we're proud of her.
Terrific.
And we also had a delegate that attended the 68th Annual Electric Congress at UNC Wilmington this year.
Wow.
And Alex Wagner actually got to go on that trip. It was a three-day event. They learned all about electricity and circuits and the electric program and jobs and careers in electricity between Duke Energy and Dominion, North Carolina. And it's just a great event. We had 180 kids there this year. So, just some great things going on this summer. So those are some of the big highlights that we've had going on, but really proud of our 4-H'ers and all that they're accomplishing.
So now you're just going to kick back, relax for a while, right, that summer's over?
Yeah, we're just taking it easy.
Sure.
No, I wish we were. No, we've got some programming coming up. We're taking trips with our 4-H'ers, doing some things here in the county with them, doing lots of safety field days, ag awareness days, things like that. So we're, you know, we work a lot with the schools this time of year, which is really exciting. Also working some with the Special Olympics, the Healthy Athletes program, doing some really great things with that. We also have our fall plant sale coming up this year, so we're real excited about that. That's something, this is our second annual fall plant sale, so we're trying to get that underway. We're a little late in getting things started, but we're going to have all kinds of blackberries, raspberries, grapes, blueberries, some fruit trees, lots of perennials and herbs, things like that. So it's still not too late to get some of those things in the ground for fall and over the next coming year. And then all of those funds go back to support our 4-H'ers. They help us get our kids to camp, to Congress, those events where they actually, you know, they do have some out-of-pocket expenses. So we try to help, you know, share the load of that. So,
absolutely. Yeah.
But we're real excited about that. So information on that is on the blog or on our Facebook page, you know, and any support we can get, we greatly appreciate.
We'll be back with more Extension Today right after this. Yadkin County Farm Bureau will host its annual meeting for the members of the organization on Monday, November 2nd at 6 p.m. at the Yadkin Moose Lodge in Yadkinville. The keynote speaker will be Secretary Nick Tennyson of the North Carolina Department of Transportation. Dinner will be provided. Cost $5 per person. Join us for a special 75th anniversary video in celebration. Yadkin County Farm Bureau was organized in 1940 by farmers in Yadkin County who were concerned about the lack of voice farmers and rural communities had in local, state, and federal issues.
Amy Lucas, our guest. Amy is the County Extension Director for Allegheny County. I always like to mention this too, Amy, when I talk to you. Let's talk about the importance of volunteers to the 4-H program.
Oh my gosh. Our program would not be here if it was not for our wonderful volunteers. You know, I think every county is blessed to have so many 4-H leaders, volunteers that come in and help us out with programming and do so many things for us behind the scenes. We actually, you know, we work really hard to make sure our volunteers are prepared. The thing that's getting ready to come up this year, on November 7th, we actually have the North Central District, which is the district we're located in, their Leaders Fall Day, and that's going to be held in Greensboro at the Guilford County Extension Office. It's a Saturday. It starts, again, November 7th. It's at 8:30, you know, probably done by middle afternoon, but the big thing is it's free. It's absolutely free to attend. This is a great way for our volunteers to network throughout our district. They learn all about different curricula. They learn about leadership opportunities. They bring back great ideas to the counties that they're working in, and so it's a great way for new volunteers as well as those volunteers that have been doing this for a while. So we really encourage our volunteers to, you know, to go to things like this, and if anyone's interested in going, all they have to do is contact the Extension office here. We do have to get you registered by October 23rd just to make sure that they have enough materials on hand to do what they're wanting to do, but it's a great way to get prepared, a great way to get, you know, excited. A lot of times, you know, we go through the year and we get burnt down and tired, and it's a great way to re-energize and get started in the new year.
Absolutely.
So looking forward to that Fall Leaders Day this year in Greensboro.
Well, Amy, you and I both know the 2015 State Fair gearing up. Let's talk about some of the educational highlights.
You know, everybody thinks about fairs. You know, we're just coming out of the Dixie Classic Fair, and everybody thinks about fairs a lot of times. Oh, it's carnival rides and lots of food that we don't usually get to eat, you know, all year round, and some fun games and things like that. But, you know, there's a lot of educational parts to a fair. The State Fair this year is October 15th through the 25th. They've got fruit and vegetable entries, including the largest pumpkin, the largest watermelon. They've also got an unusual shaped vegetable category. They've got milking demonstrations going on. They've got a bee and honey area where, kids can go, and adults, too, can go and learn about honeybees in our area and what they do and what their importance is. They have about flora and fauna of North Carolina. I think the Forest Service is going to be there and the Wildlife Service is going to be there. All kinds of antique machinery and farm equipment, vintage tractors, all kinds of stuff, not to mention the livestock shows that go on almost daily there. So, you know, there's a lot to do at a fair other than just the rides and the food and the games. So, you know, I encourage everybody, if you've never been to the State Fair in Raleigh, it's worth the trip down. It is a long way, but I tell you, it's really worth it when you see what all is there. It's really tremendous, and they do a tremendous job getting everything together.
A lot of cool stuff at the State Fair. there in Raleigh. A lot of cool stuff going on with the Allegheny County office, too, and the 4-H. Amy Lucas, it is always a pleasure to chat with you. Thanks for sharing information with us today. Appreciate it. You are the County Extension Director. And, Amy, we look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Thanks so much, Danny. I appreciate you calling.
And thanks for joining us, folks, on Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.